Okay, Ralph, we're back on the record.
All right, this is Ralph Pittman, Chair of the Board of Nursing Certified Nurse Midwives. It is 10:06 a.m. We are back on the record. Is there a motion to go back into public meeting?
This is Cheryl Steadman. I'll make the motion to go back into the public meeting.
Is there a second of the motion?
Shane Yardley, I'll second.
Shane seconds the motion. We'll do a roll call. All in favor, please say yes. Ralph Pittman, yes. Cheryl Steadman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yes.
Wendy Russin?
Yes.
Erica Nelson?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Mandy Liu?
Yes.
Right, the motion is unanimous. A quorum of the board being present, the board makes the following recommendations. Following recommendations in regards to allegations from the order to show cause. The board finds that the allegations supporting the agency action, that number one, on or about January 31st, 2012, the division first issued respondent a license to practice as an advanced practice registered nurse and to prescribe controlled substances in the state of Utah. Two, on or about March 6, 2023, respondent was criminally charged in the third district court in the state of Utah, case number 23190271 0. These charges were subsequently dismissed and refiled, case number 24901790. Three, on March 28th, 2023, and as stipulated by respondent, the division entered a non-disciplinary limitation stipulation in order, case number DOPPEL 2023-10, in which the respondent's license to practice as an advanced practice registered nurse in the state of Utah was limited until the criminal charges pending against him were resolved. Four, on or about August 4th, 2025, respondent pleaded guilty in case number 24190179 0 to an amended count of unprofessional conduct, a Class B misdemeanor, and violation of Utah Code 58-31B-5033. Five, in support of respondent's guilty plea, respondent admitted the following on July 18th, 2022, in Salt Lake County, Utah, respondent engaged in sexual relations with a patient during a period when a professional relationship existed between himself and the patient. Six, the court sentenced respondent to A, 180 days jail with all but 30 days suspended, B, 12 months court supervised probation, and C, to complete a thinking errors class. The board finds all these allegations to be factual. In regards to relief in regards to this matter, based on the above set forth allegations, the board makes the following recommendation that the respondent has been found to have engaged in acts, practices, and omissions as alleged herein. Two, that by engaging the above acts, practices, and omissions, respondent has been found to have violated the following statutes and or rules. Utah Code annotated 58-1-50. Unlawful and unprofessional conduct. 2A, unprofessional conduct means conduct by a licensee or applicant that is defined as unprofessional conduct under this title or under any rule adopted under this title and includes III, subject to the provisions of subsection 4, engaging in conduct that results in conviction, a plea of nolle contendere, or a plea of guilty or nolle contendere, that is held in abeyance pending the successful completion of probation with respect to a crime that, when considered with the functions and duties of the profession for which the licensee was issued or is to be issued, bears a substantial relationship to licensees or applicant's ability to safely or completely practice the profession. 3. Board is recommending that an order be issued revoking respondent's license for to practice as an advanced practice registered nurse and to prescribe controlled substances in the state of Utah. B, prohibiting respondent from applying for any license with the division for a period of 5 years. C, requiring respondent to complete the following evaluations: a psychosexual evaluation, a fitness for duty evaluation, a mental health evaluation conducted by an evaluator provided by the division within 3 months preceding any application for licensure. Each evaluation shall comply with the requirements set forth in the order and shall be submitted to the division for review in connection with application. Respondent shall be responsible for all associated costs, and that the division follow any recommendations from the evaluations. D, impose any such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant to Utah Code 58-1-4012. This is Ralph Pittman. I make the following motion that the information presented regarding this order to show cause for Mr. Ramirez, that those recommendations as presented to the division and the board be recommended to the division for consideration. Is there a second of the motion?
Shane Yardley, I'll second.
Shane Yardley seconds the motion. We will do a roll call in regards to the motion. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman.
Yes.
Shane Yardley.
Yay.
Wendy Russin.
Yay.
Erica Nelson.
Yes.
Derek Bradley.
Yes.
Mandy Liu.
Yes.
The motion passes. The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendation to the division director. Mr. Ramirez, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it is issued. Does either party have a question regarding this matter?
I do not.
All right. So, Mr. Ramirez, and you can, if you wish, you can continue to practice if you are employed or that until you receive the final order from the division regarding this matter. Just as a reminder, this is a recommendation that the board has made to the division director. The division director has the final say in regards to that. Yes.
May I have some clarification on the ability to practice with a limited license?
Yes, just to clarify, you are currently still on a limited active license, so you're unable to practice.
Thank you, Jeff, for that clarification.
You're welcome.
So if there are no other questions, this concludes this informal hearing for Mr. Ramirez. Mr. Ramirez, thank you for your time to be with us and meeting with us today and answering our questions. We wish you the best of luck as you go forward. We look forward to seeing you reapply for licensure when you're eligible and continuing with what you're doing right now, and hope that things work for the best for you with the continued counseling between you and your wife, and that trust, not just at home, but with co-workers can continue to grow there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That concludes this hearing at this time. So if you'd like, Mr. All right. So I am showing that it is currently 10:16 a.m. Our next probationer is not due until 10:40. So unless there's any questions at this time, let's go off the record. And everybody, if you can be back at about 10:35, that would be appreciated.